What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Welcome to the third episode of Dolancast. How are you?
How good in you?
I'm doing very good. Now, to my audience, this is my good esteemed friend Andrew. He will be
Hello.
the he will be our second host for probably permanently. He's the better half of the Dapper Dolan channel. Please give him a little clap, just a little round of approval. Just now, Andrew, I never mind. I'm not gonna go for that formal ass shit. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
All right. Life's life. How are you?
I'm doing very good myself, sir. I'm playing video games as of recent, the usual.
Oh, of course. My favorite game is the. Fuck, I'm slurring my words. I'm so sorry about that. My favorite
No,
game to play recently is the game where I run away from my dad, who has a
it's
belt for some reason.
okay. He really likes that one.
Yeah, I do. I love the part where you start spanking me. I'm like, ah!
Skyrim a lot. My
That
virtual
game any
Mary.
good?
Huh? What?
Is that game any good?
It's fun. I've had it for years, but I just haven't really played it much. Don't know. It's very long, I gotta say.
So I've heard. I heard it's like over 100 hours or something like that. Or is that not
Yeah,
true?
I don't doubt it. I'm pretty sure it is. Like, for the main
Fuck.
story, I'm sure.
I don't have that time to be spending on that. I did that for Persona.
I did that for Terraria. What, buddy? You're breaking up.
Don't know. You're breaking up.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Found these knockoff Legos at the dollar store, and I thought they were really funny looking.
Why are you talking in that voice? What do they look
What?
like?
Hold on, opening them. Here's some ASMR. I don't know why. Oh, Jesus. They look wrong. I don't know how to describe them. Kinects?
Connects?
Yeah, Kinects, right?
Yeah.
Mega Bloks?
Course I know Mega Bloks.
Think of like they join together in some weird bootleg, like Lego knockoff thing. There's like a okay, so there's one set that's like
How do you fuse Connects and Mega Bloks? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Connects the Connects figures, not the actual like other things.
That Connects figure.
Yeah, I know a lot about my shit. Anyway, like I don't know how to describe it. Like, oh, they're so weird. Okay, so this one's like a pirate and a knight, and the hair doesn't fit properly on their head, like at all.
Jesus Christ.
It like sticks up. It sticks up. And I'm pretty sure one of them is like straight up a knockoff and like an actual. Oh, is that an actual model? I'm pretty sure that's legitimately just a model from the Lego stuff. Anyway, I don't know. I thought they were funny. I'm saying like you can see what I'm doing, but you can't.
I mean, you can always send it through like Discord.
Probably. Tell you what, if I get the audio and I put it on YouTube, then I'll put up the images. What's the second one? It's probably really annoying, I'm sorry. Who we got? Oh yes, the classic duo in any piece of media. Policeman and farmer. They go hand in hand. God, what the fuck?
You know what goes hand in hand for an action set? A black man and a cop.
Hell yeah, brother.
I probably bleep that part out. I'm not too
I'm
comfortable with that one. I'm not
just
comfortable with that one at all, Josh. Bleep that whole
gonna
part out
bring
right
the whole
now.
thing out and say you said something like worse.
Don't. Do not.
What you doing, by the way, buddy?
Looking at the prices for the Master Chief Collection.
Me too, buddy. Me too. I really more than want. Yeah, I really want to get it.
I mean, each game is only $10, so like.
Ooh, I want Halo Reach specifically.
Why is Halo Reach special? I know because a lot of people like it a lot.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I never played Halo games. I've only played, excuse me, Combat Evolved.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like it, and apparently, I guess it was just Reach was. I don't know. I'm talking as if I know, but I don't know.
Whoa! Half-Life Alyx is on sale.
Yeah, for pre-order, right?
Yeah. It was originally $60, and with this great sale, it is now $54.
I mean, yeah, that's a decent deal for a title like that. For a
game that's fucking pre-ordered, yeah, actually. That's...
Fucking, I'm sorry, I'm still looking at these fucking figures. I'm sorry. Good lord, this is goofy.
Is Half-Life 2 worth getting?
Yeah, it's fun. It's quite an enjoyable game. I did finish it. I finished Half-Life 1, Half-Life Episode 1, not Half-Life 1, sorry, Half-Life 2, and then Episode 1,
yeah,
and then Episode 2. I never finished Half-Life, though. Finished Portal and Portal 2, though.
I mean, do you have to play Half-Life to understand Half-Life 2 or no?
No, not at all.
Because, like, Half-Life, I don't think this looks playable to me.
Half-Life? The first one?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. The graphics look a little...
Wow, you're boring.
Oh, give me a fucking break.
The graphics are boring. I don't like them because they're not super beautiful in HD.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure at the time this was groundbreaking. Like, holy shit, look at those.
Andrew, Half-Life 1 defined the genre of first-person shooters, buddy. So, suck on that. Loser.
Joshua, you're scaring me a little bit. I can't understand a single word you're saying.
For real? Was that just gibberish?
Yes, I just heard... maybe smacking your lips a little.
I said that Half-Life 1... I said, how dare you, because Half-Life 1 redefined the first-person shooter genre.
Wait, so is Halo Reach just, like, the online for Halo? Mind you, no. I'm a PlayStation player at heart completely, so I know shit about Halo.
It's not the online for Halo. Halo games have, like, always been online. It's just it got popular because it was, I don't know, good. Literally.
Well, that's fair. It's only $10, too, so, like...
Yeah, I was considering getting it. I'm still considering it.
Content requires the base game Halo? Fuck
you. No. It's saying that, but people are saying that you actually don't need the base game.
Oh.
Yeah. I looked it up just in case. Because I was considering getting it.
Yeah, it's only $10. No, that could be my Christmas present.
It could be. Maybe. I might get you. It scared me.
Bro, you know what? I honestly wish I could just start talking normally out of nowhere. And I wish I just had a secret superpower where I just start screaming that I fucking explode. But I'm not, like, harmed or, like, my body doesn't fall apart. I just fucking explode. No one's harmed. It's just a really big explosion that scares everyone.
You're a freak. Like, honestly, you are.
Like, if I just start talking gibberish, like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, ah! And it just explodes.
Like that? Jeez, like that? My voice cracked. Hello? Buddy?
What? I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I said, like that. And then you were just quiet, and I thought I, like, accidentally gave you a stroke.
No, if I made that exact sound, I would explode. I would be so happy if so. Hey, Josh, guess what? Like, that would be amazing. I'll love that.
Oh! I'm yawning and I'm stretching. Oh shit.
Oh shit, he's stretching. How much is Red Dead Redemption 2? Holy shit, $60 still? When did that game come out?
Like maybe 2 years ago, I think.
That doesn't make sense for it to be 60. Maybe because it's on Steam now?
It's a Rockstar game.
That's true.
Much like, well, not much like Nintendo, because I think GTA 5 was $60 at the time. I'm pretty sure it's like $30 now.
Well, listen, Nintendo never fucking lowers its prices.
Yeah, I know. I regrettably bought Yoshi's Island DS for like $35.
Joshua.
It's, I mean, it's a good game, and I still haven't beaten it, though.
You could have gotten the SNES for that.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't
Could have
think
literally
about
gotten the SNES for that. Jesus Christ.
that. I'm not very smart, you see. I'm epic cringe. I am so cringy.
Ooh, I could get Death Stranding walking the game.
Yes, please. Can that be my Christmas gift?
God. I don't know. That's over the $20 limit. I'm not too sure about that.
No.
No, it's only 6-0. Not
Exactly.
zero
It's
zero.
only I really want to play Death Stranding.
Oh, whoa.
What?
Okay, never mind. My bad. Sorry.
Okay, buddy.
Had a crisis.
Okay, brother. Okay, bruh.
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 Yo, I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Oh, no. Well, guys, while our boy Andrew is out, I think we might as well add in our little ad read we have lined up for
Be
you.
solo. Well,
Oh,
anyways,
Lord.
I have food at the moment. It
That's pretty epic.
is. My grandmother feeds me.
Yeah. You still get fed by your grandmama.
And she cooks amazing. Try and talk shit?
No.
No.
And no.
Should get John Luca here sometime.
Woo! We had him on the second episode. He was our guest.
Yeah, I know, I saw. He'd be a nice
Special
person.
thanks.
The conversations will never end.
It was very fun. Oh,
So it
God, I.
was.
So what? I'm still a rock star. Got my rock moves, and I don't
So,
need. What? What?
I'm so sorry, I was choking on food.
Oh.
Have you seen any movies?
No, actually, yes. I watched Home Alone yesterday, but it's not the first time seeing it. I've seen it before. It's a very good movie, but also I saw that Netflix movie, Klaus or Klaus, whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I didn't like some of the music. Some of it kind of sucked, but very good animation. 10 out of 10. Not like 9 out of 10.
I want to see the movie Knives Out.
I heard about it. I don't know what it is though.
It's kind of like Murder, but like the movie.
Wow. It's kind of like Murder.
Is that what it's
Not
called or
exactly.
Detective? I forgot what it was.
I think it's Knives Out because I've heard the name Knives Out thrown around.
Well, no, I'm
I'm
talking about like
wondering.
the game, like the card game, you know? Like someone's the detective, one's the murderer, and like the rest are civilians.
Come on, Clue.
Yeah.
God, Jesus
It's like
fucking
Clue the movie.
Okay. Detective?
Listen,
Is
I don't know. It's been a while. Fuck you.
it called Detective?
You're
That
supposed
is
to be my
not an
comedy
excuse.
partner, not my fucking critic.
I'm not your comedy partner, Andrew. You're my slave. Dance, monkey, dance! Not literally, Andrew.
My bad. Could we take that part out? I don't feel comfortable.
No.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Why, Andrew?
Because everyone will know I'm actually the monkey slave in this.
Monkey slave? What are you trying to say about black people, Andrew? Monkey slave, yeah?
What are you trying to say about black people calling the monkeys, Joshua?
I'm not calling them monkeys, Andrew. You mentioned slaves, and everyone knows that the only slaves on Earth were black people.
No, you could easily put a bow tie on a fucking monkey, and then they're your butler or slave. Go by.
I just pictured that. He's running around in a little, like, tuxedo. He walks into a plate full of, like, I'd call him Squidwardo.
What? Why?
I don't know. I'd call him Chimpus the Third. I'd go, Chimpus the Third, can you please pass the platter of food? And then he'd go, ah! And he'd run over me with a big old plate. And he'd, like, it's like that one of those plates that has, like, the giant lid thing. So he removes the lid, and it's filled with, it has, so, I don't know, somehow it managed to fit two wine glasses and then some crackers and cheese. And he has wine on the side, and he goes, oh. And I'm like, yes, I do want the wine. And then he passes you the wine.
We just understand his fucking monkey talk.
Yeah.
Well, people have separate names for him. So, like, yours was, what, Squidwardo?
No, it was Chimpus the Third.
Oh, Chimpus the Third? Yeah, mine's a
Andrew! Can't do that!
Josh, well, you know the call for that one.
That's a good one.
So where are our sponsors today, Joshua?
It's funny you mentioned that, Andrew. I threw in a sponsor ad read at the the solo area, because we did have a sponsor.
Wait, is this for real?
Exactly 30 seconds. Yeah, no, we had a sponsor.
What the fuck? Who?
Joe Rogan.
Very fucking
No, Anchor. They give us a short 30-second ad script to read, and I read it in a funny tone. I had music behind it.
Oh, well, thank you, Anchor.
It's pre-recorded. And you know what, Andrew? Want to know something interesting?
What?
Every 1,000 views this podcast gets, we get $15.
Ooh! Wait.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's called CPM, buddy.
Bro, you know what we should start doing for this podcast?
No.
We should do this podcast high as fuck.
I mean, I have the ability to do that.
And slide them over.
That was an intentional.
You're disgusting.
I know I am. Help me, please.
So, do we have any topics at the moment? Let me look at Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Oh, no. I don't really have it on Twitter recently.
Let's see what Twitter.
You know what happened on Twitter?
Talk about what?
You know what happened on Twitter?
Okay, boomer Andrew. Movies. What?
Andrew.
What?
You know Joshua Tomar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had an animation, like a little, like, animated film in theaters. And he was really excited, and he left the premiere because, like, he left the premiere after 20 minutes because the audience was insufferable because they were just talking and, like, yelling and screaming. Oh,
yeah, I remember. I heard, yeah.
And now, like, everyone's after him. Being like, well, it's their decision. It's their right to scream in a movie theater and act like monkeys.
Yeah, no, like, that was fucked. Yeah, but like,
they automatically attacked him. Like, I mean, it's their right. I mean, they can do that, but like, it's also just like, number one theater etiquette is don't be a dick.
Exactly.
Like, I stay as quiet as I can. When I'm eating popcorn, I chew so slowly just so I don't have to be annoying to the people around me.
Yeah, it makes sense. I do the same, but, like, doesn't it technically, like, just make it slower? Like, it's the same sound.
No, I do it so slow, you literally cannot hear it. Most of you hear is like... That's the most you'll hear.
Huh.
Like, crunchy, little tiny baby crunchy noises. But I can't stand that, like, the people that are on their phones. I'm like, you went to watch a movie. Why are you on your phone? I automatically silence my phone and I put it in my pocket for, the rest of the movie, and I'm not concerned with it at all.
Well, like, I don't silence my phone. Well, no, I silence my phone. I just don't turn it off. But I don't get that either. Well, that's really annoying.
I don't turn it off. I just don't use it. I keep it in my pocket the whole,
I remember,
like...
last time I saw a movie, it was with Dina. And, fucking... That's my sister, by the way, Joshua. Remember?
No. Okay. Oh, wow.
And I forgot what movie we were... Oh, it was Into the Spider-Verse, I think.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was. And we had
these
four fucking Hispanic fucking monsters right in front of us.
Hold on. Before anyone gets suspended, before anyone gets offended, Andrew could say that because he's Hispanic like me. He is part of us. He's of our culture. Now continue before anyone gets offended, Andrew, please.
Okay. Just talking in Spanish in and out the whole time. And whenever, even like the serious moments, they're just like, hey, hey.
Ay, coño, me cago en la pinga.
Like, they'll just randomly be like, hey, hey, poo poo. I was like, bro.
Andrew, not every single Hispanic person says AA poo poo. I don't really get this preconceived notion. But okay.
Hey,
caca. Que cómico.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
Yeah. Wait,
can we pause
real quick? Can we pause?
I don't think so.
No?
Why?
Because my speaker's like fucked up. I can't really hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No, that's not what I mean.
Wait, are you still exited?
What?
Are you exited out?
No.
You're on this screen right now?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Okay.
Okay, no, whatever. This will be fine. Just
edit. No. We can, it's fine. We can, I can finish recording and then add a new segment.
All right, let's try that.
All right.
Yeah, whoa.
Hello. Whoa. We are back from the space and time. Pretty fucking
weird. We're back to our topic of trending on Twitter.
No. Okay.
Yes. Twitter. It's what's happening. Oh, fuck. I gotta log in. I don't know this shit.
It's horrible.
Okay.
Best place for pedophiles.
I know K-pop stans were trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
To get a band.
And one of the featured posts, like one of the number, it's like I think the second post that's featured when you look at it, at the hashtag, it's like, there's always a banned K-pop, but there's never banned Nazis or homophobes. It's like, oh yeah, because you guys are insufferable.
That's true. They fucking attacked you one time.
Exactly. What did I even say? I think I said Ching Chong or something like that.
I can't believe I actually knew my password. I'm so proud of myself, actually.
How did you forget your password?
I don't know. Okay, Boomer Movies, Beetlejuice, Nike. You know what? Something we could talk about? The new Ghostbusters trailer. Did you see it?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it has Finn Wolfhard.
I know it has Finn Wolfhard. I didn't know the trailer dropped already.
No, yeah.
I knew
it dropped today. It's on trending.
Hey, wait, I know a good topic. How about that YouTube Rewind 2019?
That shit was so fucking boring.
I thought it was better than the last one, but it was very boring, and I didn't care about it.
But, like, the thing is,
anything's better.
Nothing could do with that Rewind. At least the last one was so bad, we could do something with it. This one was, like,
yeah. It
was just a top 10, like people say.
Well... One good thing is that, you know, finally PewDiePie was in there.
I mean, he was in the last one, too.
No, he was not in the last one.
In memory. With Jaden... What?
With the Jaden Animations chair, yes.
And other stuff in the background.
Oh.
Yes. I don't know how you did not know this, but yes.
I only knew of the chair.
Wow.
Minecraft was in it. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess so. Roblox.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Roblox was in it. T-Series, of course, was in it. Because, of course. Wait, what? T-Series, they're like, the first channel to hit 100 a million subscribers. Like, yeah, but it means nothing because they're a fucking, like, multi-million dollar company. So who cares?
PewDiePie's a multi-million dollar company.
No, he's a man. He's an independent creator. That's why people were excited about him. To me, he's the number one like YouTuber. T-Series is, like, does not exist in my opinion, or to me, just because.
No, yeah, I feel that too.
But, like, faceless corporation.
Does he edit his own videos or no?
I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Brad left to do his own thing.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, he's independent.
Huh?
Then yeah, he's independent.
Yeah, exactly. Well, even if you have an editor, you're still an independent creator because you're not like a whole company or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow, this OK Boomer movie's fucking tag is god awful. I cannot believe what I'm looking at.
The fact that there's a OK Boomer movie should already be a concern.
No, it's not a movie. It's just. I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking at. It's
the game show? You talking about that?
What?
Are you talking about the game show thing?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's not a game show. And if it was, I'd be...
The new N-word?
What?
Did you ever see that?
What?
Okay, Boomer, the new N-word? It was a real article.
No.
You know, they
call... not ever see that, thank God.
They call the Gen Zers the Zoomers and the Millennials sensitive, but like when this happened, immediately they started freaking out, being like, "This is not cool." It's like, okay,
not cool.
It's like, okay, Boomer.
But to call me a Boomer,
it's so
they know I could just been saying Bugs Bunny and we're goofing on them. Bugs Bunny, you see.
I'm gonna leave like one little thing out just to fucking just to fuck.
Do not. I do not need people I know fucking watching this. And Josh, cut this whole section out. You've shown too much. People know what we're talking about at this point. All right. So back from the cut fucking version, because thanks to Joshua. Josh, you're scaring me. Twitter's awful. I fucking hate Twitter. I don't know why I have a Twitter.
It's yeah, so me too. Bad. I've had my Twitter account since like 2012.
Oh, the Nike logo is trending on Twitter.
Wow, how cool.
God, having a Twitter is as bad as having a Tumblr.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I can't say anything because I have both.
God damn it.
Listen, I made both back in like 2012.
I refuse to get a Tumblr. That's just me. I refuse to get
that. I don't know why I made it. There's no interesting artists on there, and all the porn is banned. Is there any other uses, really?
I didn't even fucking know. Well, there's still porn there, surprisingly, but I didn't even know it was just for porn.
I mean, it isn't, but, like, it kind of is. There's nothing interesting on there, to be honest.
Wow. That's
depressing.
I don't know what to say. I don't use Tumblr. I don't know much about it besides this porn.
Oh, God. I can't stand Tumblr people. Like, okay. There are some that are cool. Like, they're okay. Yeah. Like, they can function as a normal human in society. And I'm like, thank you. But then there's, like, those spurgs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the genuine autismos that are like,
nah, yeah, I feel you. But like the thing, what the fuck?
What? Oh, shit.
Joshua, do you know what you've done? They're coming.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Christ.
But yeah, what happens when you shit talk Tumblr?
Especially, Tumblr.
Like, Tumblr, but yeah.
Yeah. You know the Tumblr versus 4chan wars?
No.
So 4chan in the poll section. I think it was in the poll section. You know, do you know anything about 4chan at all?
More or less.
Okay, so you know it's a giant like forum site similar to Reddit, but a less gay and more I don't know, more full of weirdos.
Joshua, are you using gay as a bad term?
Yes. So I think it was in the poll section, which poll is the political like board, because there's B, which is random, VG, video games, X, the paranormal board, yada yada, whatever. And in poll, I think it was in poll or B maybe, but they were stirring up or coming up with the idea of invading Tumblr. So they had a huge idea to like flood their tags. Like they're really
Wait, real quick. Wasn't it like what am I thinking of? Grind? No, not that. My bad. I'm so sorry. But Reddit. Didn't Reddit try raiding Instagram, but it just didn't work at all?
No, they tried because Instagram was stealing games from Reddit, so Reddit started putting like thumbnails and stuff like that or whatever. Not thumbnails, like I think watermarks in their memes, and they just didn't care and keep posting them. So it didn't like nothing.
They're just memes. It's like you get credit.
Dude, no, they need that sweet Reddit karma, dude. But I'm
sorry.
You know, the karma system is like how much like likes you get and shit like that, whatever. Okay, back to the subject. Tumblr versus 4chan. So they invaded Tumblr by using like the really positive hashtags and all that, and started like massive spamming those hashtags with I think it was like really gross hardcore porn.
This is a mature podcast.
And a lot of like gore and stuff like that. And then Tumblr tried invading 4chan, but it was like think of a fly, or no, like a mosquito biting it, like a, I don't know, an elephant. Pretty much. What?
What?
Your voice lagged out a ton. What?
Oh, fuck, it happened.
What?
The fucking speaker.
How bad is it? Like, what do you mean?
Like, okay, the best way I could describe it is like, normally when you're talking, like, I can hear you through all the speakers, but normally it's the top. You know what? I'm gonna get my AirPods. I'll be right back. Don't move. Do not move a muscle.
Okay. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. So, what was it? Well, where did I leave off on the story?
A lot of gore or something like that.
Oh, yeah. So, like 4chaners started using the positive hashtags on Tumblr to spam like hardcore gross porn and like gore and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
to just mess with them. And it like severely affected like Tumblr. And then the Tumblrites were like, we're gonna fight back. And they tried making like positive 4chan things, but of course, like I said, it's like a flea or a mosquito biting an elephant. Didn't do too much.
Mm. I mean, that makes sense. There's only so much you could do. And then, again, it's a fucking meme. So.
It was pretty funny, even though I don't like 4chan. I think 4chan's pretty gay.
Yeah, but like, you had a fucking, what's that anime app called where you just talk to people?
What?
Gizmo? What was it called?
Gizmo?
I forgot what it was. I don't know.
Anime app? I don't know.
It was like just for like cartoons, not anime specifically. It was cartoons and you talk to people on there.
I don't know.
Talk to like your crush on there at one point.
What?
Amino!
Okay, Andrew, you have me so lost right now. None of what you just described applies to Amino at all.
Yes, it's Amino. Let me look up Amino right fucking now.
It's not for cartoons. It's just like for big community things. And I didn't talk to my My voice cracked. I didn't talk to my
Exactly, Amino. This was it. You did
twice.
You liked a girl, and then you're like,
No, I met a girl on there, and she was cool, and we started talking a lot.
And then you said in like the seventh grade, "Oh, I have a crush on her."
What?
You liked her in seventh grade. I don't know who she was, but you liked her.
Never mind. I'm not gonna say her name. Okay. So you're getting the story. Jesus, like, voice cracking. You're getting Christ. The story wrong. The real story is that I met her on Amino, and she was pretty cool. So we started talking more. And then, I don't know, fast forward a few months, we're still pretty good friends. I introduced her to Super Mega. She met Matt and Ryan later in the future. I didn't know that until like recently. Yeah, you're talking about someone else. But then we started...
Can I be real with you? I was fucking with you this whole time. I did not know shit about this, so...
Yeah, I figured, but I wanted to tell the story anyway. So... We started talking on Kick then because we switched over there. And then one day she just stopped talking on Kick. And it said like her account was dead. It's a message where it's like, this person hasn't been on in a long time. Oh, well. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And so I'm like, oh. And I remembered her username. And then like a few months ago this year, I was like, I wonder if she has an Instagram. So I looked it up and she had an Instagram. And then I followed her. We started texting, and then for no reason at all, she just blocked me out of nowhere, and I was like, oh, okay.
That's fucked.
Yeah, I felt really bad. I was like, you know what? If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have met Matt Ryan, so My head. I would not say that, because I'm not mean. I am, but, like, I'm mean when I want to be mean. Oh, yeah. That was a interesting time. Interesting time.
Yeah, well, you know. We all go through it. Well, I guess. I'm not too sure.
What else? What else has happened recently?
What else?
I don't know, actually. I started playing Skyrim. Yeah, I went over that. I've advanced a little bit in our Terraria game.
Really?
A small bit, not much.
Yeah, how much is a fucking small bit? You killed the unicorn?
No. I haven't even gotten into hard mode yet. You know PewDiePie beat the Wall of Flesh finally? In one try?
How did he feel about sacrificing the guide?
He was fine with it.
Oh.
He isn't like the guy. But yeah, he beat it in one try.
I mean, he's not that hard.
Well, he's playing on normal mode, too. He's not playing expert mode.
Oh, that's true.
He already did the Queen Bee. I don't think I've ever even fought her before.
I've fought the Queen Bee before. She's not the worst.
He hasn't... He lost to the King Slime.
That is so sad.
And he never did it again. He died to the Dungeon Master thing.
All right, that's fair.
I don't even know if he fought Skeletron yet.
How did he beat Queen Bee, but not fucking the King Slime?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Jesus.
How did he beat Wall of Flesh, but he couldn't beat King Slime? I think it's a better comparison.
Yeah, right. That is a better comparison.
I think it took me like 3 tries to beat him.
Yeah, no, the Wall of Flesh is a little bit of a struggle.
Well, yeah, when you're just starting.
Yeah, sure. And then you could just easily murder him.
He got lucky. The guide, when it dropped off the demon, it almost landed in lava. And he wasn't done making a giant bridge.
I remember I dug straight to hell in Terraria, right? And I killed a demon, and I forgot it drops the voodoo doll. And that shit landed straight in the fucking lava. I had a heart attack.
Did you not understand what was happening?
I just heard a... Wah, 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 you know the boss sound?
I don't like that it's the same sound for everything, though.
Yeah, but, like, whatever.
You know the lunar...
I think one of the harder bosses to kill actually is a fucking
the cultists?
Yeah, I was going to mention them, actually. I think the cult is the only one that has, like, unique, like, a unique voice. It has, like, backwards voices.
Really?
It's like, something like that.
Like that you could take his mask.
Yes, I really like, that's, like, one of my favorite outfits. It's the robes and that cultist mask. Can't speak. What else? Has anything come out of My Hero Academia?
Right now they're in a really, really good arc of the show.
I haven't watched it at all. So
I don't know what the arc is specifically called, but I call it the raid arc. They're just kind of raiding a house for a few episodes, and it's pretty cool.
The only recent things that I remembered from watching it was when they're training in the forest and they meet the little boy and then they have to protect him from the villains or whatever.
Joshua, that was like fucking season 2 or something. You're so far behind.
I remember that, and I also remember the main villain running into Deku at the mall or whatever. Is that season 3 or season
2? I don't know. I just know you're really, really far behind.
That's all I remember. No. I haven't watched it in ages.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It'd be a really good time to start watching it now. What is that music?
What is that?
What are you listening to? Oh, my bad. That's my Instagram. I'm so sorry about that. What the fuck's happening?
I was like, what? Because I'm bouncing around between my chair and my my bed. So I'm like, what?
But no, right now is a really good time to get into the show. You know, as a manga reader, I'll tell you it's very worth it towards the end.
As a what?
As a manga reader.
Oh, you're a manga reader? Please, what manga do you read?
My Hero Academia?
You don't read JoJo's, so...
I don't. I remember my first manga, actually. It was Black and White. Pokemon Black and White.
Oh, I got excited. I was like, oh, wow, you read the Black and White ones? I was like, that's interesting. I don't read manga in Black and White. It doesn't convey as much emotion to me. Unless it's Junji Ito.
Those are the only two mangas. I never finished the Pokemon Black and White manga. I would love to because it was my first manga at the time. But the only ones I read now are the My Hero Academia ones. Those are the only ones that introduced me. What?
I was once a foolish little ignorant boy like you. And I said, no! JoJo's is gay! Get away from me!
Yeah, bro, you know what? I'm going to stay that fool because I refuse to get stuck in that.
And then one day I called...
Which is known as your goddamn community. The people that come out of that shit is so scary. And one day
I went on Discord and I called Ariel and I said, hey, Ariel! And he said, yes, my son. And I said, I think I might try getting into JoJo's. And he went, I knew it would happen eventually. And then he watched the first few episodes of the first part with me, and I really enjoyed it. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to keep watching this. And then I started reading the manga after,
Yeah, no, I refuse to watch that show, no matter what she said. I don't care if it's the best thing, I just refuse to get wrapped in it.
Andrew, just watch it, trust me.
And what if I don't trust you, huh?
Oh, I can be there for your first time watching it. So you don't feel alone.
I'll be there when you have sex, so you don't get scared.
You have to be alone.
let's see what Google Translate has to say about JoJo's, you know?
Nigger.
Oh!
No, it's pretty.
I'm so sorry. What was that?
It was funny the first time. It got old the second time.
No, I didn't appreciate that you fucking called me a fucking clown last night. Basically. When I just sent you a video and you're like, ja, ja, ja. I was like, wow, Fuck you.
I wasn't making fun of you. I was literally just beaming. I was joking.
Oh, I thought you were like calling me a fucking clown and unfunny. I was like, we haven't even talked for a whole day, and this is how you respond.
I said, Judge Omiko, and I thought the post was relatively funny.
Oh, oh my god. For the whole night, I was like, wow, he really just called me out. He could have just straight up just been like, I didn't think that was funny.
Also, Andrew, I'm letting you know now, the main part of the JoJo fan base is not that insufferable. It's the loud minority.
I don't know, Josh. I'm not too sure about that.
It's like any other fandom, it's the loud minority that sticks out the most. That's why the Homestuck
fan. Any other fandom? Let me just pop out the Steven Universe fandom.
Yeah, it's still the same there. It's the loud minority. Tumblr. Okay, no, but it's the same with Undertale. That's the main.
Sir, we don't talk about Undertale.
It is a loud minority.
The community is so dog shit.
It sucks because I've met pretty cool people that are into it. I'm like, I'm not that into it anymore, but yeah, cool. At least you're nice and not.
I'm on Tumblr looking at the Steven Universe post right now. It's not that bad so far. You know what?
On Tumblr though, like that's. Well, no, I'm pretty sure maybe Twitter might be worse.
No, Joshua.
No.
It's a Tumblr, and she goes on it every single day, and I can assure you, it's awful. It's bad.
I know it's awful.
It's a bad place.
There's people promoting bulimia and anorexia on there.
That's true.
They're not very cool people. I don't like them.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Today is not that bad. Oh, you know what's an interesting tag on Tumblr?
Child porn, what?
Voltron.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared for what awaits me here.
I tried watching Voltron, but I just didn't like it. I think it was interesting.
Wow, it's so fucking bad here. Like, the first post is, oh, no.
You know what really upset me?
Oh God! What? I looked up Voltron. Is I couldn't get into it. It was always just talking the shit, fight, about to lose, win. Wow, this is dog shit. What cancer is coming? Go ahead. What were you saying?
I can't remember what character it was. I was looking up. I was looking up a character that's very obviously like a straight man, very cool, not LGBT, whatever. I think it was it might have been a JoJo's character, I don't know. But I was looking for photos, and one of the first few was like, oh, he's like a trans icon. I'm like, what? Excuse me? Huh? Excuse me? When the character is very just not a trans character?
I don't know. You just let it happen. Don't argue against it, because you just can't lose.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Let's look at this She-Ra tag. That's always a fun one too.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. It could be worse. The tag that is. Don't like the show. There's no fucking shading in the show, and the animation is, as I could simply say, bad.
It's like the Indian, it's like those Indian family finger, whatever family videos.
Oh my god. I know what you're talking about.
I was walking Zoe, and I passed by one of the apartments, and their window, like the blinds were open, and I saw on the TV they were watching one of those videos. It was like the mom and the dad sat at a table and the baby was playing or whatever, and
you
they were like
fucking knocked on that door and be like, "No, stop, I'm helping you."
I was like, what the fuck? Imagine letting the internet parent your children because you're a horrible parent.
Yeah, imagine. That's how you came to be. I'm kidding. Let's check out this Rick and... What?
Shut up. I actually don't see how bad the JoJo's tag on Tumblr is.
I like how, like, the time you tried helping me, like, download a mod, I think it was for Bell Block Theater, or what was it, where you're, like, so genuinely frustrated, because I was like... The equivalent to a fucking grandma.
I don't know.
You're like trying to help me. It was the texture pack for Minecraft. And you're getting so frustrated because I didn't know anything.
Because I've done that stuff for ages that it's just ingrained in my mind. And I assume everyone else knows how to do it.
No, I have no idea how to do any of that. I mean, I got better with the TF2 hit sounds and everything, but
okay. You know what? I actually don't know how to do that.
I could easily tell you how to do that. That one's actually easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Andrew.
Is that a black person on my train? What?
Ugh, disgusting. Look up the JoJo's tag on Tumblr.
Oh, God. I don't want to. Jojo. Part five?
Not specifically.
Bizarre Adventure, Golden Wind, what do you want from me?
Bizarre Adventure.
It's not that bad so far, actually. Okay, never mind. I'm not too sure what that is.
What is it?
I don't know. It's some guy with green hair. Or maybe a woman, Rohan? I'm not too sure.
Rohan, does he have a white shirt or something?
No, he's shirtless. You can see his nipples. His pants are just on. He has a mighty photo.
What character is that?
He's being stabbed with pencils and Jesus
Christ. Chocolata? Is it Chocolata?
There. I don't know. I sent it on Discord.
I think it's Chocolata. If so, he's a villain. Let's see. That's Rohan. What the fuck? What is... Okay.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the Mario picture you just...
That was a while ago.
I used to have the Mario Connects figure. I don't know what happened to it. Oh, that made my day. Thank you. I don't. That's really weird fan art. It's because he's a mangaka in the anime and the manga too. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that much bad stuff on the Tumblr tag, but normally when I say that, it gets worse. It gets so worse. But you know what? This is an alright tag, surprisingly. I was expecting a lot worse.
Yeah, Andrew. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that maybe not all JoJo's people are bad.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
What?
Oh, God.
What? Show me.
No.
Please, I want to.
It is somewhere gone. I do not know where it is anymore.
What was it?
It's fucking two characters, you know, having fun.
What do they look like?
Blonde hair and the one with the gun.
Oh, Misa and Giorno, why? Ugh, no. Oh, wait. Was it, did it look like Oral Felicio?
Yeah, I'm not gonna, I'm gonna change the discussion right now, because I'm not going into that. No, it looked like
Oral Felicio. Was he giving the man head?
More than that, I guess. Too much.
Oh. Never mind, then. It's not the joke thing.
No. But I found the Crimson Chin as Killer Queen.
You know his name! Andrew, it's too late.
No! I'm assuming...
You're part of us now?
No, I'm not!
You're part of us now?
No, I'm not! You don't
judge me! She's a queen! Gunpowder, Jackie!
Is this it? Is that...
Never mind,
I hope just I'm give so it to wrong. You.
Lower your mind. It's King Crimson.
I'm not one of you
people. That's a funny one. One of you people? What are you trying to say about black people, Andrew?
What? Whoa, that went from a 0 to 100 real fucking quick, Joshua. YouTube. Let's see what's on YouTube. How do you feel about Papa John? How do you feel about Papa John's pizza? Aside from Mr. John himself, how do you feel about the pizza?
The pizza's pretty good, but it gives me a stomachache.
Don't go into it. Okay, it gives you a stomachache. There's no need to go into detail.
I wasn't gonna go into detail. It just it hurts my stomach. All
right.
There's nothing but, like afterwards. It just gives me a bit of a stomachache.
Would you prefer Papa John's over Domino's?
No. Domino's gives me less of a stomachache. The pizza's all right.
Taste-wise.
Taste-wise, sometimes Papa John's is just a little extra. I don't know. It's like I have to be in the mood for one of the two.
What about Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut, I hate. Pizza Hut is ass. This is the worst pizza on earth.
Pizza Hut's okay. I'm all right with it.
Pizza Hut, it literally tasted and smelled like a fresh asshole. Like someone just took a dookie right in front of me and served it on a plate. That's what it smelled like. And I tasted it. It was disgusting, dude. I don't know what they make their pizza with, but god damn. That tasted horrible. No, Andrew, you have no idea. It tasted so bad. Ugh. How about you, buddy?
I don't mind it. I like it, actually.
What else? Everyone hates Little Caesars for some reason. It's good pizza.
I fucking
pizza.
Hate Little Caesars.
Why? It's good pizza.
Bad.
It's very good basic pizza. Like, that's the pizza you get if you're just like, I want a little pizza.
No, that's not the pizza I get if I want a little pizza.
If you don't want anything special, that's what you get.
If I want, like, nothing special in the slightest, I get Domino's.
I haven't had Domino's in years. I usually just... dude, I really want that pizza from the fucking place next door. What's it called again? I forgot.
It's just Power Pizza. It's really good.
Not a Power Pizza. What are you talking about Power Pizza? That closed ages ago.
Then what's it called? The place right next
to me? No, the place next to my house, not by London Square.
Oh.
Yeah. That pizza's so good. Also, the pizza you're talking about is really good, too. We're just talking about the pizza instead of being specific for our dear viewers. Yeah, the pizza place. I just had this remembered. Remember that really funny SCP moment? Where I was accused of being a Jew hater?
I really wish
I caught that on camera. That was amazing. I was literally brought into like court. And they're like, our client has like they have told us you have said some anti-Semitic things. And I was like, excuse me. When all I did was team kill.
I said no such thing.
What?
I said no such thing.
No
such thing, Josh.
Oh, I think said something about Epstein.
No. No.
Andrew?
Josh?
Andrew, we shouldn't have mentioned Epstein.
No. No. Oh.